Have you been searching for some inspiration? You've found it. Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sharing with us from El Segundo, California, is Christian Science practitioner Randall Kraft.
I've often thought about how I can follow Christ Jesus' example in my daily life, and I've found guidance in the story of Zacchaeus from the Bible. He was a tax collector who was dishonest, known to overtax people. One day, when Jesus walked by, Zacchaeus, short of stature, climbed a tree to see him. Jesus looked up, and when he did, Zacchaeus apparently felt the master's great love for him, because Zacchaeus was transformed. He said to Jesus, "The half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." Jesus must have understood the man's true nature to be pure, honest, and just. And so he responded, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost." I reflected on this when my iPod was stolen. In my prayers, I affirmed that dishonesty was not truly a part of the individual who had taken it. That's because God created us in His image and likeness. Very good, as we read in the Bible's book of Genesis. This helped me realize that everyone has the innate capacity to do what's right, since each one of us is made up entirely of spiritual qualities. I visited the Lost and Found desk a couple times to no avail. Yet I continued to affirm in prayer spiritual man's inherent, principled nature as a child of God. Spiritual man is a term for all of us as the children of God. One day, it came to me to inquire again, and when the employee looked in a drawer, he pulled something out and asked, "Is this yours?" It was my iPod and earbuds. What gratitude to God I felt. So, if what presents itself tries to identify someone as ungodlike, we can strive to follow Jesus' example and hold in thought their inherent nature as only expressing a godlike character. And we can expect to see the results of our prayers, because nothing is ever lost, just found in the good of God.
Thanks for joining us today. For more inspiring ideas from the First Church of Christ Scientist, be sure to check out our audio landing page at christianscience.com/audio.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.